It was the largest loss of U.S. Navy ships during peacetime in history, and it occurred right in our backyard near Point Conception. A navigational error led to 7 U.S. Navy destroyers slamming into the Santa Barbara County coastline. But the accident nearly a century ago is now all but forgotten.
I find most people don't know anything, and in fact, even Navy officers don't know anything. I was on the Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier the last time I visited here, and I purposely asked 6 different officers if they've ever heard about this, and none of them had heard it.
Greg Gorga is executive director of the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum. The museum has a movie and an exhibition on what's known as the Honda Point disaster. This year marks the 95th anniversary of the September 8, 1923 accident.
The squadron was coming down from San Francisco. Fleet Week had just finished. All of these destroyers were brand new, none of them over 5 years old. It didn't have all of its ships. A few were up in Washington State under repair, and they were heading back to their base in San Diego.
Captain Edward Watson was commander of Destroyer Squadron 11, which had 14 destroyers. Gorga says there were problems even before the ships started their ill-fated trip down the coast from the Bay Area. Remember, they were in the Bay Area for Fleet Week, which even included a special guest, President Calvin Coolidge.
His newest destroyer had a little accident up there. It rammed another ship, hit the other ship so hard that 2 of the crew members on the other ship fell into the water. So that's never good when one of your ships in your squadron hits another ship, right? It's really bad when the ship you hit has the President of the United States on board, and they are up there for a presidential review.
Gorga says the embarrassment of the accident in the Bay Area may have actually led to some of the decisions which set the stage for the Honda Point disaster.
My feeling is he had lost face a little bit. He wanted to make up for that, so he tried to set a speed record going from San Francisco to San Diego. And they wanted to do it as a training maneuver, so they're under radio silence. They're in a long line, 14 destroyers in all, running about 200 to 250 yards apart. They hadn't seen land since, I think, 11:30 in the morning.
So the squadron headed south along the coast from the Bay Area towards San Diego. It meant turning left once it passed Point Conception so it could cut between the Santa Barbara County coastline and the Channel Islands.
There's new technology, radio navigation technology. Because they are trying to set a speed record, the commanding officer of the flagship, the Delphi, Donald Hunter, was the acting navigator, and he was considered a great navigator. He had taught navigation at the Naval Academy, but he didn't trust this new technology, and there was a radio navigation station at Point Arguello. He gets readings that he's headed on a direct course for that point. He doesn't trust it, and he does what's called dead reckoning. He counts how many times the propeller turns, figures out his speed and distance from there, and he thinks he's further down in the mouth of the channel.
But the squadron made its turn to the left before it reached Point Conception. As the ships barreled towards the coastline, they encountered fog and heavy surf. Starting at 9:05, one by one, the first 7 destroyers of the squadron began smashing into the rocky coastline at Honda Point. 2 others escaped with moderate damage, and the last 5 were able to stop before running aground. 23 sailors died, and more than 100 were injured. Some of the ships sank in a matter of seconds, but most of the 800 crew members on board the 7 destroyers were able to find their way to safety or were rescued.
They're up at Point Conception, Point Arguello. They call that the graveyard of the Pacific or the Cape Horn of the Pacific because it's where our coastline does that 90-degree turn.
The 7 destroyers were a total loss, but even now, 95 years later, some of the wreckage still exists under the surface. There's a monument with one of the ship's propellers on a bluff overlooking the crash site, but because it's now in West Vandenberg Air Force Base, civilians can't visit the site. Gorga says the best way to learn more is to the exhibit at the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum at Santa Barbara Harbor.
There's film of the wreckage just days afterwards. We actually had here the last living survivor. There's an interview with him, and then somebody else interviewed a telegraph operator out of San Francisco, and he got the first message. The message was, the squadron is in trouble.
Gorga says the exhibit is more important than ever, with most area residents not knowing about this slice of our history. The museum is open 6 days a week and is closed on Wednesdays. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.